budget committee officers.
Mr. Chair, I would like to nominate Commissioner Doug Hunt to serve as chair of the SLED's Law Enforcement Budget Committee.
Second?
Second. Oh, sorry.
You got to be quicker than that. I second it. You don't.
Sorry, I'm a little rusty already.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, now you say aye.
Aye.
Oh, it's going to be one of those meetings.
Where's the time?
We're just starting on Monday night.
Okay, now I guess the election for the same committee for the SLEDS.
Or you want me to take
actually,
over?
Actually, the chair should take over this budget.
As the newly elected chair of the SLEDS budget committee, yeah. I'll now entertain nominations for secretary.
I would nominate Linda Roy to serve as secretary of this committee.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Congratulations, Linda.
Thank you.
All right, and for the record, this is the SLEDS Law Enforcement Services District budget hearing to distinguish it from the other hearings that will be held tomorrow and on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night of this week. So, with that, I guess the next thing is to present the budget message and... after that, we'll have an opportunity for public comment. And at this point, I'll let Janice present the budget message for the SLEDS Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Services District.
Thank you. This budget portrays the expected financial performance of the SLEDS Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District for fiscal year 2017-18 and shows the operations of the district. The district was approved by voters in the primary election of May 17, 2016, with a tax rate of $1.31 per thousand of assessed value. In conformance with Oregon Revised Statutes, Chapter 294, this budget is balanced between its revenue and expenditures. The district is budgeted using the modified accrual basis of accounting, recording revenues at the time they become measurable and available to finance expenditures of the current period, and recording expenditures at the time liabilities are incurred. Significant revenues include property taxes and contributions from the Confederated Tribes of the SLEDS. This was a new district in the 2016-17 year and is accounted for as a fund in the Lincoln County accounting system. It is managed as other special districts under the authority of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners are managed. The district is organized into one general operating fund appropriated by the categories of personnel services, materials and services, capital outlay, contingency, and ending balance. The 2017-18 budget is $445,573. The district is anticipating expenditures for personnel of $239,045 and for materials and services of $69,700. A contingency of $136,828 has been appropriated for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Respectfully submitted, Janice,
respect
budget officer.
Thank you, Janice. Are there any questions from the committee, or maybe I could ask the sheriff to come forward and just provide us with an update? Been in operation out here a little while.
Yeah, thank you, members of the budget committee, commissioners. We actually started full force of it in January of this year with 80 hours of coverage. So it took us a little while to get people hired and trained and out on their own with our staffing levels that we had. We actually started ramping up 40 hours in December, and then we had a full 80 hours in January. So, and things from what we're hearing with working with the tribe and with the city are going very well. It's only been a few months, but activity seems to have improved out here. So we'll see about that. So, if there's any questions about that, so. It's a great partnership we've had with the tribe, look forward to continuing that.
Any questions from the committee?
Just maybe the kinds of calls, I assume, are they typical to what you find throughout the county, but the full range of disturbances, traffic violations, anything in particular that's been a problem here compared to other areas, or is it?
Not recently. Mm-hmm. Back before the measure passed a year ago from here to now, we were seeing some very substantial increase in very violent activity, stabbings, this type of thing. That seems to have calmed down quite a bit out here. Recently, we out in the Logson area, where it's actually part of the district wholesale, it's not just the city of Sleds, it's the entire fire district. We had a rash of burglaries out there, and we actually met with community members out there about, I want to say there must have been 30 or 40 Logson members met out there. It's been a couple weeks ago. And talked about that. We actually made an arrest on that, and crime has really gone down substantially on that also. So we've had a couple of problems area. We've met with citizens and improved it. I have to throw out that the citizens on patrol that they have out here in Sleds, kind of a neighborhood watch group that they set up, has worked very well also. That's been going on for about a year or two. We work really well with them. I was really impressed where actually our deputies association, the union that the deputies belong to, actually donated some of their own money for signage and other things for that group. So they were taking kind of ownership out of their own association money to provide them with some necessary tools to help them do what they're doing out here, and it's worked out well. Something that we're actually setting up out in Logson too, that they're going to be kind of a branch of what this group is doing and continue that good work out there too. So citizens have taken a strong ownership in their community also, and so we like to see that also.
Excellent. So the 80 hours of coverage, do you have one or two people who are assigned exclusively or primarily to Sleds, or does it rotate? How does that work?
It's a random coverage of 80 hours, and we kind of learned that lesson through Walport, which we've had the contract down there for several years. And initially down in Walport, we did have two deputies that were specifically assigned to that, and there are a lot of advantages to that because the two people get to know the community and know everybody. But later we also found that we had one on night shift and one on days with set days off, and so the criminals knew when they were on when to go out. Mm-hmm. So we changed that to a random coverage of 80 hours that we put in with all the members, and it actually worked out because now everyone takes ownership, and we lose the boundaries on those communities too. So that's what we just continued out here. It's an 80 hours of random. So sometimes you may see two people out here doing coverage and enforcing laws, and sometimes it's just one, but it works out very well doing that.
And because the time, 80 hours doesn't cover the whole week, so there are periods where there wouldn't be somebody here, but it's never going to be the same day, the same time, so
correct.
People...
Nobody's going to know.
Which is... Okay, that makes
a lot of
sense.
And we still respond to calls.
Sure.
Do that. It's just that we have what I call the enhanced coverage out here. We still provide coverage out here if there's calls that come in and work out here. So the Sleds Tribe gave us a very nice setup substation out here, and working with our IT department, their IT department, we've set it up to where it's basically just like they're back in the office at Newport, so they can do everything, scan documents, everything they need to do except for processing evidence right out here. And so we encourage, no matter who it is, they're working out in this area, to stop in and work out in this office too. So that's worked out well.
Any other questions? I think I just note that this is another example, I think, of the good relationship that the county has with the tribe, and that the tribe is providing some financial support in addition to the property taxes.
It's 50-50, which is impressive. Yeah.
So, again...
it's an excellent partnership, and I'm very glad to have it taken.
Well, it seems to be working well. So, good report. Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? If not, we'll take public testimony. Is there anyone that would like to offer some comments? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on. Unless there are additional questions, I'd entertain a motion to approve the budget.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the Siletz Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District 2017-18 budget as submitted to this committee and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of $1.31 per thousand, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2017-18 upon the assessed value of all taxable property within the service district in accordance with the law as of July 1, 2017.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right. You don't have a third? All right.
Terry can do that.
Oh, I'll be impatient.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That motion passes. Other related business, I think since we're here, I'll introduce the Budget Committee. We have Linda Roy, who's represents one of the three citizen positions from Lincoln City, and of course, Commissioner Hall, Commissioner Thompson, and myself. So the four of us represent a quorum tonight, and unless there's any other business, we're adjourned.